New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
A walrus saved your life?
The walrus is far more evolved than any man I've ever known. Present company included.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you?
There. It'll be all right, Mr. Tuff.
Welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. And if you don't know what Katie Afraidy is, let me tell you, it's a spooky horror movie review podcast on Fangoria, where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what? Scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, haha, goofy time. We get off topic. It's a very ADHD-friendly podcast. But either way, shit's about to get spooky.
Ah! Why am
I'm choking. Oh,
you're like a 60s Batman villain with this. It's like, oh, Robin, get the anti-spray. Oh, God. What the hell?
Oh, it's kind of going against the wall today. That's kind of fun. Every time it's like a different where it goes. I love it. Anyways.
It's unpredictable.
You're probably like, who the hell's this guy? Let me tell you, who the hell's this guy you're talking to? Well, if you're a fan of the pod, which you should be, and if you're not, valid. valid. If you've watched the original episodes of Horror at the Store, this guy was on there. He's also the Goal West. Oh God, I already forgot it. Goal West Coast. Sports correspondent.
For Goal.com.
Goal.com, yeah. As they do. Goal, not gold. Goal,
he's soccer.
He's a comedian. He's an actor. He's also one of my besties. It's Peter Murphy.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Katie.
Hi.
Is your last name not Afraidy?
Get out. That's the end of the episode.
I'm a silly little guy. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me back on again. I think this is my fourth time on the program.
Yeah.
All different locations.
Yes.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah. It's fun. You're like, we never quite know where we're going to be.
You always keep me guessing.
And that's what we like to do.
Period.
So before we start, I know this, but the viewers who might not know you, are you a horror fan?
No, I am the furthest thing from horror. It's not like every movie I see has to be, Candyland or like bubblegum pop or even entertaining necessarily or good. But I don't really get into horror. I do like some horror. I like Signs. Mm-hmm. There was a movie called Opus that came out this year that I really enjoyed. That was very horror, but it was very like Willy Wonka horror.
Yeah.
If that's can be a genre.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't pick horror films to watch. And that's why I usually like coming on this program to, broaden my film knowledge. But I cannot tell you how angry I am with you today for having to watch this film.
Before we get into that really fast, was there a movie during your childhood that scared you, horror or not?
Oh, yeah. I think Signs.
Signs, yeah.
Signs, definitely. Like, I saw that in theaters and I was like, for whatever reason, I was just like breathing into the popcorn bucket. I was just like so nervous and tense.
Like was it paper or was it? Okay.
Or just popcorn, whatever the popcorn was being served.
Okay. I don't know why I needed to ask that detail.
Yeah.
But it felt right. Anyways, continue.
It was the feeling of being nervous on an airplane.
Okay, cool.
And I'd never experienced that. Later I would grow up and really enjoy Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
Right? Different type of ride. But yeah, it was the first time I saw a movie that really like threw me in that direction. Did you see that movie in theaters?
I've never, no.
No. Okay. You've never seen Signs. And would you qualify it as horror?
I don't know.
Okay. Aliens, M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably, yeah. But it's probably not, I don't want to say it's not good horror.
Oh, right.
It's M. Night Shyamalan. But sometimes he does good stuff. The past couple of things have been questionable.
Okay.
So.
You got to see it.
Yeah. Well, every person on the pod, I give them a huge list of movies to pick. And I'm like, pick your top three.
Top three.
And you picked a couple. And I was like, oh, we should do that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked for us, right. Tusk.
Yeah, regrettably, you chose Tusk.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was also like, because I also don't like this movie.
Oh, really?
I want to hear your thoughts on Tusk. What did you think of Tusk?
So, okay. I want to go to the notes, then get rid of the notes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm like all over the place now. If you had to explain Tusk to somebody without, they hadn't seen it before, how would you explain it?
I would say this movie came out in 2014 and straight male podcasters have not changed.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Long plays another incredibly hateable character. Only because, you know, he was in Barbarian and he plays it so well. How would I describe it? It is the most unpredictable movie ever, with the grossest cameo of an Academy Award nominated actor going under a different name. Predictable, gross, practical horror, and tragic. And every actor in this movie is in a different movie.
Yeah.
That's just...
Isn't that how it usually works? Where they're in a different movie because they are actors?
No, every actor in this movie is pretending like they're in a different movie.
Oh, I like that. That's a good way to describe Tusk.
I mean, first off, yeah. I that's how I would describe it. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Terrible. Every actor in this film thinks they're in a different movie. And if you want to talk about directors that have fallen off, you know, I'm not going to rate someone off of their worst idea. I'll rate them off their best idea. But man, Kevin Smith really must have been bored this year. Whatever year this came out in 2014, I think it was, must have been really bored. Because part of the movie is knowing the backstory, like the Smodcast podcast. They just like kind of like improvise this movie, and then people voted on it, and then they made it, and like, ugh.
Yeah,
and an A24 movie.
A24, which is crazy.
Yes, very A24 genre.
Yeah.
Let me know if you agree with this. For the A24 genre, every A24 movie, whether practical or mysterious, has an element of magic to it.
Yeah, and this one is magical AF, right? Oof. Magical the Walrus.
Cuckoo ca-choo.
Cuckoo ca-choo. And you're just like, the first time I saw this, I was like dry heaving.
Yeah.
Because the medical aspect of it, where you're like, it's just a doctor and he's going crazy. Anyone could do this. If you go under anesthesia, you could wake up and you're a fucking walrus.
Yeah.
And now I think that's my new fear.
Oh my God. Is waking up as a walrus?
Or just like Human Centipede's the same way too, where you're like, someone takes it like, and then they're like, well, we're just going to turn you into something crazy.
Yeah. Ugh.
And it's, yeah. So I guess.
I'm not spending the night at anyone's house.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. So Wallace, he also has a podcast, which is Meta SL, that we're doing a podcast on his podcast.
Yeah.
His podcast is, I'm gonna say it's slow, not C as in with your I, party.
N-O-T-S-E-E, party.
Pate.
But they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. And he says he does it in the accent. And you're like, clearly,
yeah.
I would not put it past Wallace to be a part of the actual party. Anyways.
Yeah, he walked so that Andrew Schultz could run. He's portraying Andrew Schultz. Somehow he got in a time machine and he knew Andrew Schultz would become popular.
Yes.
In the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And then, a flagrant podcast. And if we're, And this is Justin Long playing a very hateable character. And for my money, first thing I thought, Justin Long is a working man's Paul Rudd.
Okay. Yeah.
Lovable. Great. They pop up. Cool. But if they choose like a hateable role, a hateable character, they really are good at it. Like, you know, thinking back at it, Paul Rudd wasn't the most likable character in Clueless.
Yeah.
But you're like,
but he's good at playing.
But it's Paul Rudd. Yeah, exactly.
He's really good at yeah.
That was my first thought on the film. And I was like, oh, okay, this will be fun. And then, No.
And then it just goes crazy. And I want to hear what you have for notes because I feel like you got some.
Just first off, all the performances are insane.
Yeah.
And I'll save the best one for last. First off, Haley Joel Osment, great. He's really acting in this movie.
Yeah.
He's really acting in this movie. Like, there were scenes where he wasn't talking and, he was just kind of reacting and he's playing it so down to earth, so great, taking great direction. Genesis Rodriguez, the character that plays Justin Long's girlfriend, who she knows he's cheating on. That's a great performance. Then this film launched the career of Lily Rose Depp.
Yeah, because Johnny Depp is in the movie.
Johnny Depp is in the movie.
But he's playing this weird cop.
Yeah.
And the only scene they have together, yeah, I think was written just so that father-daughter could have a scene across from each other.
And I didn't realize, he's in these all these prosthetics.
Yeah.
And he goes by, like, his name is not in the credits.
No.
Not at all. It's like Port LaRange or something like that.
Yeah.
It took me the flashback to realize it was Depp. Guy Lapontine, I think, is what he goes by.
Yeah. And it's also like, yeah, he just was so, she was bad.
Lily Rose Depp?
Lily was bad. The other girl was great.
That's Harley Quinn Smith. That's Kevin Smith's daughter.
Oh, I know her. She's great. She's a delight. Yeah.
I thought she was fine. And I felt like whoever else was in that convenience store had to be related to Kevin Smith at some point.
The person standing right by Justin Long.
Yeah.
When he's like, hey, Degrassi.
Right. He's trying to be funny.
And
Dick,
I was like, I love Degrassi. Were you a fan of Degrassi?
Never really watched it. Just knew the clips and Drake getting shot and stuff like that. But not a big Degrassi fan. And also, like, yeah. I mean, Lily Rose Depp didn't do anything terrible in this.
She didn't do bad. She wasn't given much.
Yeah.
But it also felt like I could feel her like, oh, now I look over here. And now I kind of was feeling that. But I think she has gotten better since then.
Sure. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. That's the thing is like,
as long as you show improvement, you're good.
Everyone in this movie has done something significantly better.
Yeah, totally.
Just like in their life.
Yeah.
And in their career.
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing I could say about
this. So did you find this movie funny at all? Or were you just horrified the whole time?
Yeah. You know what was interesting? It wasn't like consistently one thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. You know, films contain multitudes. I mean, I understood how they were making fun of how casting Justin Long as a douchebag guy and Haley Joel Osment as his like sidekick who is trying to hook up with his girlfriend,
mm-hmm,
and maybe does, I don't know, is a way of like making fun of those types of people.
Yeah.
And that's funny. It was dark humor. And yeah, I mean, I laughed, but I was just like, oh God, when you see the torture, it's like, oh God, he's like being tortured with, after he drinks that tea, he's like immobilized essentially. Yeah. It's kind
of
crazy.
I was also going to ask, are you a fan of tea?
Big tea fan?
Big tea. Are you a tea bag guy?
Yeah. huge tea bag guy. Love tea bags.
Clip it.
Oh. I don't mind tea.
Okay.
I could probably use a little more tea. What about you? Are you tea or coffee?
I'm not, I don't drink either.
Oh, that's right.
But it's crazy because you did accept the drink when you came in.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. It's Walrus time.
Oh, I can't move my arms. Katie! Yeah! You tricked me because it was a canned drink. Help. If you're watching this, help! Help! I'm somewhere 2 hours north of Winnipeg. Or wherever the hell he was. You would be the most unassuming horror villain.
Thank you.
Nobody would be like, oh yeah, she's pulling the levers.
And that's why I like playing the villain.
Yeah.
Because no one thinks that it would be me. And I'm like, that's why I want to play more villains, because it's fun.
Yeah. And you know what? Okay, so yeah, we're talking about the humor of this, we're talking about how dark it is, we're talking about practical effects and everything. The question that this brings up, which is the saving grace of this movie and why I enjoyed finishing it and then discussing it is, if something bad happens to a bad person, what is the result?
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you save someone's life and they turn out to be a bad person, how do you feel?
Yeah.
If something horrific and tragic and terrible happens to a bad person, how should we feel?
Yeah.
And that is, to me, what this movie is about, despite the fact that, you know, over the credits at the end, they're playing the podcast episode where Kevin Smith's like, and then they do this crazy thing. You know, it's like, yeah, it's like a practical joke that went too far. But in the, a morality sense, you know, if we're going to, if I'm going to teach a class on Tusk 101, the overarching theme is going to be, if something bad happens to a bad person, how should we feel?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's like in Barbarian, where you're like, oh, I think he's going to redeem himself, but then he doesn't quite do it. I feel like Wallace starts to have a little, like, I feel like, I mean, obviously now he's just pure walrus by the end of it.
Right.
Full animal.
Oh, God, at the
animalistic,
end, yeah.
But I feel like he would be slightly better. But that also, I don't know if you knew about this. They're trying to do a sequel called Tusks.
No.
And it's going to be him coming out of the walrus suit and trying to rehab and taking revenge on people.
You're
and,
lying.
Mm-mm.
What?
And everybody's down to do it. But people were like, oh, are you just going to do it on innocent people? And the theory is, it's not confirmed, but theory would be that the boyfriend and, no, the girlfriend, because he's not gay, and the co-host of the pod would be the next victims.
Right.
Yeah, because also, well, everyone's like, well, why would they be, well, they cheated, but also so did Wallace. Mm. But they left him in the single little area zoo, when they could have been like, hey, why don't we get you to a fucking hospital to try to fix this? Because your femur bones are in your mouth now. Why don't we try to get you some prosthetics? Oop, hairball.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, it's the tea.
It's the tea. Oh, God.
It's working.
Wow, that's shocking and insane.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, okay, so we're talking about maybe a sequel. I've got to do everything in my power to either stop that movie from being made or be in that movie.
You're like, I want to be the walrus.
A walrus victim. Gosh. I mean, a really funny part, you know, we're trying to highlight humor here.
Yeah.
Genesis Rodriguez gives a great performance. She's incredible.
Yeah.
But at the end, when they come to give him the fish, she's like, I love you and I always will. Never forget that. That was so over the top. That was very funny.
Yeah.
That was very funny. And then, you know, there's that moment of like, you know, what separates us from animals crying. There's, you know, Justin Long's crying as the walrus. But long before that, if I wake up and I'm a walrus now, what would you do? What would you do?
I'd try to kill myself.
I would drown myself instantly.
Yeah.
I'm drowning myself. No, there's no coming back from this.
Yeah, which, I mean, in theory, he kind of was about to drown when he became the walrus.
Mm.
And Howard's like, swim. Every walrus needs to know how to swim, Mr. Tusk. You know, drags him into the water via the chains. And he's sitting at the bottom. And then you see all the skeletons of the former walruses that didn't make it, and that like shoots up his survival instincts, and he's like, I need to get up. So
yeah, it's the fight's over for me at that point. I've seen out, and whatever plane comes next, that's where I'm going.
Yeah.
That's where I'm heading.
Similar thing when Johnny Depp, when they found Wallace, and Johnny Depp pulled out his gun and was going to shoot him.
Right.
And Genesis' character was like, no, 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 don't shoot him.
Yeah.
I think he was begging to be shot at that point.
Yeah, I should have. Also, Johnny Depp is just,
he can't think because of all of the prosthetics on his face.
What is he doing in this movie? Like, he's just rambling and rambling and rambling and like, what drugs is he on? Like,
how much do you want to bet there was no like scripts for his part?
Outlines,
just talking points.
Absolutely, yeah. He's just improvising the whole time, and like in this like French or Canadian, French Canadian type of guy who's like obsessed with little mini sliders, and he's like eating them in like the goofiest way. I'm like, this is so, I don't know what it is. It's not, it's like absurdist.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so absurd. And I mean, you see that. I see that. And I'm like, okay, I know what has happened. This is the 24th person that this has happened upon.
Yeah.
I'm shooting him.
Yeah.
Let me put him out of his misery. So sorry.
Hairball. Sorry. If it's your partner that gets turned into a walrus, are you like, we're going to live happily ever after? Oof, I'm going to shoot you. What do you?
Well, first off, I have a girlfriend, not to brag. And this
He's
is
not
tough.
Gay. He's not gay, guys.
Sure. Wow. You know what? I don't know, but this will have me bring up this conversation to her.
And then come back. I want you to film the conversation and I'll edit it in at the end.
Okay. In fact, should I call her right now?
Do it.
See if she picks up.
Yeah.
I bet she, I almost guarantee you she won't pick up. Cause she has a job, not to brag.
That's hey, big deal. I don't, so.
I'd be fascinated if she does pick up. But this begs the question.
Hey.
Hey, Mel. I quick question. Her name's Mel, not to brag. I'm doing this podcast with Katie Afraidy, and her last name's really Afraidy. And this is the question I have. If you were transformed into a walrus, like grotesquely, by like a mad scientist, and I like came to rescue you, but you had already been transformed into a walrus, would you want me to end your life with a shotgun?
Oh my god! No, just set me free in the ocean. Just like let me go.
But you wouldn't want to like spend time with me though. You'd rather be in the ocean.
I mean, you gave me the option of getting shot in the head.
Okay. Yeah. Good point. Okay. So here are the options: being released into the ocean, shot in the head, or being with me.
Yeah. Just put me in a bathtub. Yeah.
Oh, and you want to live as a walrus?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we had this. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just saying. I don't know. Can you handle me now as a walrus? I don't know. It seems like a big responsibility.
I care about you that much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm really glad we had this conversation. So in case something like this happens, I'll know.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about it. But if you turn into a... Okay, we'll talk about it later.
If I turn into a walrus, I need you to kill me.
Okay.
Okay. All right, thanks so much for picking up. Again, this is not an emergency, but...
Yeah.
Katie's here.
Hi.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
All right, thanks. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well,
she said,
with you, and you're like... Maybe.
And that's communication,
folks. And you said, I don't want to be with you. Please kill me.
Yeah. Period. Yeah. I don't want to live a painful, sad life.
Yeah.
No.
It's also. So when he becomes the walrus.
Yeah.
And Howard's like, oh, I had this friend, Mr. Tusk, when I was, on the sea. That's how he survived is he. Befriended this walrus, and then he thought he was going to die, so he ate the walrus. Then an hour later, he was saved. But he's like, "Oh, I want to see if you're the true walrus is."
When he gets into the walrus costume,
yeah. So here's the thing: he gets into the walrus costume. He didn't need to do the surgery stuff or take the limbs off, or he didn't need to do any of that. He could have just put him in the suit and like zipped it up and been like, you can't get out because it's zipped from the back and you don't have hands. He didn't need to do any of that.
Yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. He just, I mean, we know he's crazy, but like.
Right.
Also so much more work for yourself, bud.
Is this more of like a factor in somebody that is like an actual lunatic or more of like a plot hole in your opinion?
Uh-huh.
A plot hole?
Yes, both.
Yeah. But yeah, there's just something awful about like surgery.
It's awful. Oh, it's awful. I don't think it's a plot hole. I think this was done on purpose. It's so dumb when you realize it though, and you're just like,
Yeah.
So you didn't need to do that.
No, not at all.
I mean, you don't need to do any of this, but like, if you're gonna do it, yeah. Like, shit or get off the pot. You know what I'm saying?
I do love that expression. Yeah, and he went for it.
He did.
And I think you know, this is, you know, if we're gonna learn anything from this movie, I think you've got to do something at least 24 times before you get it right.
That.
You know.
And that is so true, and that's why the sequel.
Golly, sequel. That will be the least watched movie ever.
I think it's going to be really popular.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's just so gross. I usually don't have, like, a weak stomach, but, like, oh, seeing the reveal of Justin Long in that makeup and costume, it's like, oh.
Which is the exact sound he made. That was really good.
Oh, rah, rah. Could you imagine being on set? Was that a fun set, you think?
It doesn't look like fun. Also, he's in a walrus suit. How long did it take? He has to be carried.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah.
Is it on wheels? I have so many. Is he on like a hoverboard? Were those a thing in 2014?
Maybe.
Skateboard?
Hoverboard. Yeah. Don't go on the water with a hoverboard. I mean, if Jacob Elordi for Frankenstein was in like hours and hours of makeup, he must have been in hours of makeup.
Yeah, but I'm just like, did they have to like wheel him in with like a wheelbarrow, or was it like, oh, we do your face, and then we put you in there, and then we just seal it up real quick?
I think there's some kind of like zipper.
Yeah,
and then he like you worm your way through, stick your face out, then they paint the face, and then. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's got to be on some kind of gurney multiple skateboard situation. Imagine him in that outfit, like skateboarding, like a cool guy.
He's just like crawling on his hands and knees.
Yeah, that would be torture. Yeah. I don't think Kevin Smith would do that. But, you know, it brings up this other question, like, you know, how was that set? And is anybody taking it seriously?
I feel like the whole tone is they're not, even when they're being serious.
Yeah.
The second time watching it, it's not as bad the second time because you obviously know what's going to happen. It's still like you dread it.
Right.
But it's like.
Yeah. I know
what
you
mean. Does that make sense?
And I'm trying to put myself there because like.
You're trying to put.
You know, crew is like, hey, you know, they're looking at the clock. Yeah, I could picture all that happening.
Yeah, but it's also such an insane concept. Like, they had to have been, like, laughing. They seem like there's so many bloopers.
Yeah, I bet there's a different movie in the editing room that is somehow leans more into the comedy. But I just think that, like, this is something I've been thinking about recently. It's like, you know, if you love what you do, you're not going to – or you're going to – complain about it less.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, I mean, I'm going to do my best at this job. Sometimes it requires an extra hour, a little more effort, you know, a little more here or there. But I imagine everyone's patience was either tested on that film or those were like the quickest, like 10-hour days ever.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. You'd have to fall on one side of that spectrum in my opinion.
Yeah.
And yeah, seeing Justin, I mean, no, I think most of the money, the budget was around $3 million, I think. And it
went probably to Johnny Depp.
Well, no, but he didn't even go as Johnny Depp, like in the credits.
Well, that probably was why.
That might've been it.
And he was probably just doing it as like a favor or something.
Right. But the music, there was like a song from Fleetwood Mac that was written by Lindsey Buckingham.
Okay.
Called Tusk. The song is called Tusk.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's no way he wrote it for the movie.
Yeah, no, he did.
No. There's got to be I didn't look this up,
he wrote it for the movie.
Yeah, Kevin Smith called in a favor for this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, most of that money had to be for the practical effects.
Yeah.
Woof.
Heepy jeebies. Also, thank you, 30. I don't know if you knew this also, because I, like, so you watch the movie, but then you're like, you miss a lot of stuff, whatever. Wallace used to be a stand-up comedian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't make money at a stand-up comedian, but now he's making money now as a podcaster.
Wow, that's kind of like your story.
That is.
don't go to Canada anytime soon.
I have no interest in going to Canada.
Don't get Wallaced.
I'm going to be honest. Sorry if I have any Canadian people who watch. I'm so sorry. I don't have any. I don't know.
Yeah, it's, I mean, there's...
I'm sure there's great stuff in there. I have no, like, I've never been like, yeah, I really want to go to Canada today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I went to Victoria in 2025. Good place.
Okay.
Very beautiful.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm sure it's stunning.
Really nice.
Also,
really nice.
Bears?
Oh, yeah. What about, what's up with that?
Heard of
bears?
Them?
Bears?
Heard of them?
Ever heard of them? Yeah, I mean, we have alligators in Florida, and
that, yeah.
And they somehow seem less scary.
But those are
scary.
Dinosaurs.
That's true.
That and that's
true.
Crazy.
That's true. Yeah, Justin Long's character was a stand-up comedian, and he just really represents the worst of us.
Yeah.
You know? And that's why I'm like, like, do you want something bad to happen to a bad person? There's no redeeming, I don't know, I'm not really rooting for him necessarily. I'm just like, oh, this is so sad.
You're like, I want him to get out of this because I want to be out of it.
Yeah, he's a bad person that cheats on his girlfriend openly, is a douche. He's like, I don't cry. That's like a kid thing. Like, you know, they have the like flashback.
Because men don't cry.
Ugh,
and just like women belong in the kitchen.
Yeah, he's almost like a parrot. He would be a parody of a stand-up comedian podcaster if it wasn't so obvious that this person obviously exists, you know, like in, or maybe not so loudly, but definitely privately. I'm sure we know one of these people.
Oh, totally.
But yeah. He cheats on his girlfriend. He's like, he's trying to be a macho guy. He's like flirting with like being a Nazi or like using the term Nazi.
Yeah.
It's like, oh dude, come
but
on.
It's called that because he, which also, that's a dumb idea for a podcast. I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry. I don't want to say it.
No,
I'm sorry.
Don't you dare.
It's not real. It's not a real podcast, so I can shit on it.
Yep.
To be like, I'm going to go do something.
Yeah.
I'm going to go watch this crazy thing happen. Then I'm going to come back here and I'm going to tell you about it. That's like if you have a dream and you're like, let me tell you about my dream really quick. I'm like, that's cool. I'm not going to be like, what? You did? Oh, my God. And then a dinosaur? And then he cut his leg? What? I don't.
Yeah. There's like, yeah. So it's like, what was the premise of their podcast? Some crazy, awful thing happens to a person.
Yeah.
And then they go interview that person, right?
Yeah.
And he comes back to talk about it. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
That's not fun for anybody.
No, it's exploitive. And it makes you. Makes you dislike Justin Long's character even more.
Yeah. And because the first person that they go to see was he like had a sword and he like cut his leg off.
Right.
And then 4 days later is dead.
He died.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And but then that's how this whole thing started is reading an ad.
Yeah.
That said, hey, I'm an old man. I got Tales of the Sea. I'm lonely. Come hear my stories. You can also come stay with me. Now, I might fall for that. I'm going to be honest
really?
With you.
Housing is so expensive in Los Angeles.
I mean, not the housing part, but the I'm like an old man and I just want to tell my stories. I love hearing old people's stories.
Yeah.
There was a guy at my work who was waiting for his wife to finish a movie and he was like 90. And he was just sitting by himself. I'm like, do you want popcorn? Do you want a drink? Like, what do you want?
Yeah.
And I'm like, tell me your story. And he told me his life story. And then his wife came out and was like really mean to me.
Oh.
And I was like,
oh my gosh.
I was like, your husband talked like glowingly about you. I'm not going to steal him. Yeah. He's 90. He's going to die soon.
He's yours. Take him.
He doesn't even have money. He's going to this theater. Get out of here.
Oh, no. Yeah, there is something great about old people's stories. And, you know, when Justin Long's character first meets that guy, it's nice. It's like, okay, he's like, yeah, I met Ernest Hemingway. He told me that. He said that quote to me. And I forget the quote, but it was pretty great. As I was watching, I was like, ooh, Ernest Hemingway quote. But yeah, there's something nice about the stories. You know, when they get out, you know, I love listening to older people tell their stories, but when they start to get out, you know, rusty medical equipment, that's when I pull the plug.
You're like, I'm diving in.
Yeah.
I'm pulling the plug on them so
on them.
I could have it.
Yes, exactly.
Because you've killed people.
Exactly.
Clip it.
Uh-oh.
Send it to the police.
No. I mean, you know, I don't want to be a walrus is all. That's it. I just don't want to be a walrus.
So if you had to be an animal, though, if you had to be turned into an animal,
oh,
what animal would you want to be?
Great question. Oh, God. In this way?
Yeah.
That would be, no, it would be so painful.
You don't have a choice. You get to be an animal, but you not have to pick.
Yeah, I would, for some reason, choose to be, I would choose to be a penguin.
Okay.
Because I'm made for life.
And he loves rocks.
That's the other Florida comedian. Cam yeah. Patterson. That's the whole thing.
Put it in your pockets, rocks.
Yeah.
What
would you be? What would you be?
I was thinking about that. I was like, I didn't actually think about this. I just was like, oh, I'll write this down. That'll be a fun thing to ask.
I mean, also, there's something funny about being a bird that can't fly. There's like something tragic and funny about that. Being a penguin for me.
I was like, first thought, elephant.
Oh, cool.
Then I was like, maybe a giraffe.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
You know, that'd be fun.
I could see you as a giraffe. Fighting with your neck. Yeah. Gah, gah. I could see you doing that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I could see you actually winning a fight with your current neck. Just like, rah, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get gone.
Get out of here.
Go get.
But I'm still trying to do stand-up as a giraffe.
Right. That would be funny. Oh, my God. It'd be impossible. Imagine a giraffe in the original room of the Comedy Store.
Just like Hunstover.
Yeah.
Or they take out the big window.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of poke my head in. So the body's outside. And then that's I'm just nice. Like, that's someone's nice. Just holding the mic for me.
Aw, that'd be nice.
Right?
That'd be nice. That's nice. That sounds nice.
They would have to pass me then, right?
Sure.
That's the only chance they'd pass me.
Come see the stand-up giraffe. Yeah.
It's a real giraffe? Yeah. Might take a shit on stage. Who knows?
Anything could happen. People will come like, far and wide.
You're like, you're still human in there. Yeah, but like, I identify as a giraffe.
Right.
At that rate, are your pronouns giraffe?
Giraffe. Giraffe and giraffe. Giraffe. What's the most famous giraffe?
Toys R Us.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Is his name Jeffrey?
Jeffrey. It is Jeffrey.
I pulled that out of, I don't know where.
Wow, where'd that come from?
I don't know. I have weird knowledge that I can tap into sometimes.
Really?
It's called my brain.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's called your brain. Yeah.
Heard of it?
Oh, dude, no, I'm not using mine.
Not anymore, because it's walrus time.
Oh, no.
I wish we had like a button. It was like, pew, 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 walrus time.
Where we just walrus around? Like,
what would that, a walrus, how would that work?
It would be like that viral video where no one's doing anything and then everyone's just suddenly like dancing.
Yeah.
Do you remember
Harlem
that?
Shake?
I think so. Harlem Shake. Yeah. Do that.
But instead you get a sleeping bag. You get a sleeping bag. We go inside.
Yeah.
Sleeping bag. And we're like,
man, if this was 2009, I would say we should do a flash mob and just walrus. You, me, 300 of our closest friends.
A couple of femurs in our mouths.
Yeah. Walrus it up as a prank.
And then start.
It's a prank. I tried to pitch that to my girlfriend. I was like, she's not online or anything. But I'm like, let's become. This is a joke. I was like, let's become that prank couple, which is the worst genre of internet, in my opinion. Let it die. Let the prank couples fade away. And let me break the news here. The influencer generation, it's over.
Okay.
Influencers are over. I'm calling it right now. The influencer generation, it's over.
Okay.
No more influencers.
Okay, it's done.
It is absolutely done, and I'm declaring it
Peter
right now.
Reese.
Also, we're in a recession. Someone's got to say it. An American recession.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Two things can be true. Influencers are out and we're in a recession.
In.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly.
Poverty is in.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Let's stop going out.
Let's stop.
But you know what I did get? I got, since it's a movie podcast, I'm really excited about the AMC popcorn pass. You hear about this? You
see
this?
No, I don't do AMC.
Oh, really? Why?
Because their popcorn sucks.
Really? I agree that it's not as good as other popcorns.
Also, their trailers are an hour long.
Right. So 25 to 30 minutes, but that gives me a buffer.
That's insane.
I'm not showing up on time.
I am. I want to see the trailers, but that's so many trailers.
Too many trailers.
Trailers are 2 minutes. That's like 100 trailers.
Okay. What's the right? Okay. So yeah, that's torture. That's like torture. But I'm showing up 20 minutes.
3 to 4 trailers.
Really?
That's great.
That is absolutely correct. But I'm showing up late. Movie starts at 1 p.m. I'm showing up at like 1:15, getting my big bucket of popcorn, big soda.
Okay.
And then moseying on in, you know, I'll catch the last couple of trailers, say hi to Nicole Kidman. Then we're on a ride into IMAX world. But popcorn pass, 29, I didn't realize this, $29.
It's an ad.
And no, I'm sorry. It's $29, one-time fee, and then for the entire year from now until the end of 2026, you get half off popcorn. What a steal that is. And I, you know, since I'm an A-list member, I get a popcorn refill. So I'm eating so much popcorn.
Well, if you go to a smaller theater,
okay,
and you get a large, you'll also get a free refill.
Really?
For cheaper.
Oh, a free refill for cheaper? What's cheaper than free?
For cheaper than that.
Oh, okay. The refill is free, but the popcorn. Oh, I see. What kind of movie theater? What's the best kind of movie theater to go to in LA for something like that?
The Lamel.
Oh, yeah.
Lamely Lamel.
I always mispronounce it.
It depends on who you talk to.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, but that one also has the best popcorn.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big popcorn guy. But well, that's what got me excited. But
right. Yeah. So speaking of food, this is such a dumb question. I don't care. Wallace, he goes to a gas station.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite gas station? And then what's your gas station order?
Ugh, great question. Man, it's got to be. Okay. I just hate being so cliche, but if someone does it right, you got to give it to them. It's Wawa.
Okay, I've never been.
Really? Oh, yeah. It's Wawa. I'm getting the meatballs, and I'm getting a hoagie, probably turkey. And then that's like Wawa exclusive. Mm-hmm. That's what I'd love to get.
Wawa exclusive.
Wawa exclusive. But then in the portion of the gas station that is, typical finds, I'll look for like a Chex Mix. I'll look for pumpkin seeds, which I love. And I'll look for some type of Red Bull. I was in any type of Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar-free, trying to look cute. Yeah, I know. I don't want my girlfriend to leave me. even though she like admittedly was like, yeah, set me away from you. She'd rather be with another walrus. No, I was in St. Louis Obispo doing a show. And I stopped at a gas station for gas on the way back. And there was this like Korean Red Bull that looked illegal. No American words were on the can. It's a small gold can.
Okay.
And I was like, I tried it and it tasted more like some mix between Arizona iced tea and like a diluted Monster, but like it was more viscous. Like it was more like a NyQuil.
Ew.
Not full NyQuil, but NyQuil-esque.
Ew.
But like I would totally get that again just for the fun of it. And, by the way, what I typically love to get as well is any sort of, like, sour candy and, like, a big Red Bull.
Okay.
That'll, like, last me the day. That's what I'm getting at the gas station. What about you?
Goddamn.
I know. I'm eating a full meal.
I love it. You're like
I want to say one meal in my car a day. Probably 8 meals in my car per week.
Peter, do you live in your car?
I don't. I just got a lot of places to be.
He's popular in his car. That's where
I'm popular in my car. What are you getting at the gas station?
Well, first of all, I'm going to the Midwest favorite, which is Quick Trip.
Okay. I thought there was another one that you were going to say called Come and Go, But that does exist, right?
It does. But
okay, but you're going to Quick Trip.
Yes.
Okay.
It's amazing. The food is fresh, so good. Wow. I'm getting a hot dog.
Yeah.
They have the best hot dogs. I can't explain it. They're just delightful. They also have these chocolate brownie cookies.
Oh, they're so good.
And then a shitty bag of potato chips.
Yeah.
That's like under a dollar. And then some type of soda, and that's my gas station.
I like that.
Sweet, salty. Mm.
I love that. You know what I? What makes a good hot dog for you? For me, it's like it's got to be some kind of not burned, but like just make it well done.
I think first of all, the best hot dog is one over a fire when you're camping. That's the best hot dog,
right?
But if the second one is when it's on the rotisserie thing at the gas station.
Oh, really?
Because it's just cooked. It's just good. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want it and I need it.
How about this? We declared influencer culture is dead.
Yeah.
We're in a recession. What if we get rid of our air fryers? Hot dog rollers.
Yes.
Wow. And your birthday just passed.
Well, it didn't. It's actually coming up.
Oh, yeah. Your birthday's coming up. That's right.
The 28th. 27th.
27th. But we don't know when this is coming out.
Exactly.
Yeah. It could be any year or time.
Yeah. This is actually, it's never going to come out.
I'm
saving it for 2027, actually.
Now is never, really, when you think about it. And, okay. Well, I'm going to do my best to go to every estate sale in Los Angeles and find you a hot dog roller.
Thank you so much.
For your kitchen countertop.
When I'm thinking hot dog roller, I'm thinking like a joint roller. That's what I imagine. It's like you can put whatever you want in the hot dog. Here are the empty sleeves for hot dogs.
Right.
And then we're going to put...
Ugh. You're a Midwest person. You've had like a Juicy Lucy burger, right?
Yeah, I love a Juicy Lucy.
What are you putting in a hot dog? I mean, Juicy Lucy burger is, you know, there's cheese cooked in the burger. What are you putting in a hot dog, if not cheese?
Ketchup.
The hot dog.
No, not in the hot dog. No.
I'm talking in, like, you know, the same way that a burger.
It's just
Whoa. That's crazy.
I don't think I would want
put the condiments in the hot dog. It's cleaner. And if I'm eating in my car driving.
No, because it's
cleaner.
There's no meat. Are you saying there's no meat? It's just.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm picturing. This is what we're picturing.
This is how we communicate.
Right. You're picturing. I'm picturing a hot dog.
A meat tube that's just ketchup.
With like, you know, the inside gently taken out,
okay.
Extracted. You're talking about some type of like rice paper wrap that's just filled with ketchup.
Joint type thing.
Yeah. Oh my God, no.
I don't want that.
That's something from like the people that came up with the KFC Double Down where the bread is the chicken.
I'm good. I'm okay. Like that's just... Yeah, too much.
So wait, if you're taking the center out of a hot dog, what are you putting into it, if not cheese?
A condiment, honestly, probably.
A condiment.
But yeah, I feel like that would. I don't want anything else on my hot dog.
I dig that. You know, I would. Now that I'm thinking about it, I would put bread.
For bread.
That's a KFC Double Down dog. But I think I would put like a sausage link. Wouldn't that be terrifying? To bite in and you see like a sausage, it looks like a little butt. Looks like a little butt.
How is it looking like a little butt?
Okay, you're eating a hot dog. You bite out of it.
Okay.
It's like cutting a tree in half. You see all the rings.
Yeah.
The rings in the hot dog are my little sausage and then hot dog. Do you get what I'm saying? They know.
So it's looking like a butt?
It looked like a butt.
What kind of butts are you looking at?
A butt. Clip it. Clip it.
This has gone off the rails.
I mean, we should be talking about the grossest and most insane things because this movie.
Exactly. This movie is fucking insane. I'm going to say my final thought and then you say your final thought and then we'll give it a rating and wrap up and get you out of here.
Sure.
Sure. Why not? You can go get a hot dog.
Oh, yeah. I got to perform surgery on it. I got to take out the center.
And turn it into a walrus.
Turn it into a hot dog walrus by putting a little sausage in it, cutting it in half, counting the rings. It looks like a little butt. Clip it.
Okay. My thought was something we didn't talk about was we kind of who's going to be the superior walrus about the fact that, again, Howard went full Hulk on the suit, got out of the suit, and was like, I'm going to kill you,
right,
Wallace. And then Wallace was like, it's walrus time. And then takes his femur, now tooth,
right,
thing. I'm so confused how he attacked. I wish we got to see the surgery almost to see how he attached that. I'm impressed. Hits his foot and then just proceeds to just kill. Do walruses kill like that?
Stab him. I mean, you got to. If you're a giraffe, you're using your neck, right? If you're a walrus, what do you got? Two big machetes. Machetes sounds like a terrible restaurant. We're going to Machetes. Machete. I got
food poisoning.
I don't even know what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Two big knives. You got to use them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine that's how they fight.
Yeah. It's just bloody.
I don't think walruses are violent, though.
They don't seem. How do they swim? They're so fat. How do they.
Like manatees.
Yeah. But manatees, but walruses, they're so. Like, their feet aren't near and they can't really move them as much as, I don't know.
I'm glad you asked, scientifically speaking.
I've never seen a walrus.
Your only reference for a walrus is Justin Long in that gross skin suit. Ugh!
Which, by the way, I got you something for your birthday.
No. My birthday's coming up, too. And will you give me a walrus skin suit? Yes. Yeah, unfair fight because he just kind of jumped into it, yeah. But yeah, for sure, I think Justin Long's character is doing walruses right. And I think walruses just kind of float.
Yeah.
I don't think they go too far out past land.
Kind of hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out. You can find them in San Francisco.
Oh.
If you want to go.
I'm okay. I don't know if I want to see a walrus. I'm kind of scared.
They don't look like that.
I don't care.
They look very pleasant.
I don't think I want to see one. Okay. I'm kind of scared. Wait, now I have this thing to ask. You versus a walrus, who's winning?
God.
But you have to be on all fours at eye level with
him. Whoa. Oof. I mean, I have to win. I have to win. Just to see my girlfriend again. Not to brag. Clip it. How do I win?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I got to get behind him and choke him out. Choke him out or something. Oh, God. I don't want to ever be in that situation. But yeah, I got to get behind him, choke him out. Or I guess drowned him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just it's one of those situations where Superman, he's got the bad guy on his back and he's just going to go into outer space until they run out of air. You know, same thing. I'm like, take a deep breath
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is you never see a walrus by itself. So
yeah,
they run as friends. They run in packs. Yeah. A murder of walrus.
This is as they say.
So, his buddies are showing up.
Yeah, they're going to be bad. I would.
How would you do it? What would you do?
Befriend the walrus.
Oh, okay.
And use it as for my walrus army.
Yeah, I walked into a trap there. Another trap. Now I really can't feel my arms.
Peter wants to kill all of the walrus eye. In the world?
The murder.
The murder of walrus.
Yeah.
Sis.
Walrus. That's the plural for walruses.
Walrus. Any other thoughts on the movie as we're wrapping up with these chaos? This has been chaos. It's been great. Thank you.
Thank you. I thought, yeah, everybody in this film was acting as if they were in a different movie.
I like that theory. I like that. The more you say it, the more I'm like, yeah.
Terrible. Yeah.
So wait, each one of them, what are they thinking the movie is?
Haley Joel Osment's like, I'm playing this grounded, and I get that. Genesis Rodriguez is like, I hadn't seen her in anything before this, so I'm assuming hey, this is my my chance to really show, like, I can cry, I can act, I can be emotional, I can deliver a line. So she's like there to, like, you know, imagine, I can imagine myself, hey, you're going to walk on set and these are your co-stars, Justin Long, Haley Joel Osment, Johnny Depp. You're going to have scenes with all of them.
Yeah.
All right. I'm showing up. I'm bringing all the tools.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give a deep performance, which she does.
Mm-hmm.
And then Johnny Depp is just like on, he must not even remember the 2 days he was shooting this thing. It was just like psycho crazy. And but that's the thing. It's like, usually if I'm saying that, it's an indictment of the director. However, if you, the way that this project came about, it's almost asking the question, like, if you plan, like, if you attempt to fail and you succeed, what are you really doing?
Okay.
So he's making the craziest movie based off of a podcast conversation that's going to be insane. A24 and, you know, whomever gives him like $3 million to make it. Yeah, let's make the craziest thing you could ever imagine. Yeah. So, you know, he succeeds in that way. Yeah. And yeah, the guy that plays the doctor, terrifying.
Terrifying. Yeah. And I, the scene that scared me the most, I think, in it, because it's just, it reminded me of, have you ever seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre? When they're at the table eating dinner, which they also do in both movies.
Mm-hmm.
They eat crazy.
Eating dinner.
Eating dinner, as one does. and then Wallace starts to, like, cry out. And then Howard's, like, imitating his cries.
Yeah.
At him.
You're like, oh, no, there's something else happening.
At that rate, you're like, crazy. I don't know what to do right now.
No idea.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy. Yeah. That was terrifying, too.
It's uncomfortable.
Great performance. I don't know that actor. I forget their name, but, yeah, wild.
Yeah, he's also in another Kevin Smith movie called Red State.
Oh, yeah, with John Goodman? Yeah, yeah. That was a scary one. Yeah. Okay, that was great.
We also covered that on the pod.
Hey. Yeah, I like Kevin Smith. I just think he was, you know what?
Yeah, a little too power hungry.
Yeah, I think he was having too much fun on that set, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, out of 10, what are you thinking?
Oh, my God. I usually like to give it a binary pizza scale. It's either 0 or 10.
I don't remember saying that, yeah.
But I understand nuance the older I get. So I'm a changed man since I first came on this podcast.
Wow, you are.
I absolutely have to give this a 3. A solid round 3.0.
Okay. Why?
Ooh. Genesis Rodriguez, incredible. Haley Joel Osment, great. I like the performances. Mostly committed except for whatever Johnny Depp is pretending to do.
Yeah.
Launching the career of Lily Rose Depp. And, you know, you could hate her for starting her life on second base, you know, being a Nepo baby, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I thought she delivered a very believable teen alongside Harley Quinn Smith. Performances are interesting. The practical effects, everybody worked really hard on those.
Yeah.
You know, and that's impressive, and maybe it'll lead to something else. And also, you know, it gave people jobs. So that's good. And
people got paid to make this.
Yeah.
And we're happy for them for that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. And we need more jobs. And,
yeah,
you know, yeah. You know, I mean, it's if this was like a short film, 0. But the fact that it's like a feature and it got, you know, gave people jobs. Movies used to be made by people that love movies. And now they're made by shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the risk you take by making a movie from people that love movies.
Yeah.
And sure, it's a half-baked idea, but it is a movie at the end of the day. It qualifies as a movie.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing I can say about it. Because it grossed me out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, like, yeah, the fear that I have that I'll close my eyes and see Justin Long's walrus body is going to stay with me for a long time.
And it's going to be with you for a long time.
It will.
That's what we're doing for the Patreon episode. Turning this guy into a walrus. Hey-o. Zoinks.
What did you think, Katie?
I gave it a 5.
5. Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
I enjoyed it more a second time, dare I say, because it's fun. The first time I was like, I'm scared.
Right.
And then I watched it again. I'm like, oh, this is hilarious. This is a comedy. This is so ridiculous. And I can't take anybody seriously.
That's fair. I think I was taking it too seriously.
Which is fine. It's also your first time seeing it. You didn't know. You picked something random.
Right.
And I was like, no, Peter's going to have fun with this because I also know that you don't like horror very much. And I was like, this is... I hated this movie, and I was like, I feel like Peter's going to really hate it. So,
Thanks. You're a great friend for that.
You're so welcome. I was like, it'll be interesting conversation. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking about the pod more than your feelings.
Wow, yeah.
So that's,
spoken like a true straight white male podcaster.
Damn straight, and that's me. Don't you fucking forget
it. You're very Justin Long in that moment. You're like, I'll do it for the pod.
Do it for the pod. I'll do anything for the pod.
That's why, yeah.
Were you afraidy or not afraidy of Dusk?
I was afraidy. I was very afraidy. In fact, I was watching this movie very late in the day, and it was like, I think 1 a.m., and I fell asleep halfway through, and then I woke up to see grotesque Justin Long walrus, and I'm like, oh my God, what did I miss? Holy cow.
Well, yeah, I had to rewind it. The first half is just them chatting.
Yeah.
And then it starts to be like, no, we're going to go. The first half, just chatting. Then the second half, say it with me, walrus time.
Yes. I was afraidy. I was a little afraidy. Were you afraidy?
The first time, yes. Second time, no.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Not afraidy.
And that's how we get into a toxic cycle of events where we know the outcome, but it doesn't serve us. And I will, like, if I ever see this movie ever again, I'm going to go walrus time on somebody. If somebody tricks me into seeing this movie ever again, I want to never see this movie again. Yeah. I'm happy it was made.
Yeah.
3.0 out of 10.
Yeah.
But I don't ever want to talk about this movie, think about this movie, see this movie ever again.
I know. Every time I see Peter, I want to bring it up. And that's why our friendship ends. It dies today.
It dies today.
That's how I like to have my pod. I just want to bring on friends that I like and then absolutely ruin it. But yeah, this is the time of the show where you plug your stuff.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, great. Check me out, PeterMurphyTheComedian.com. That's my website. It's a good one. It's a good website.
It is.
I'd say. I have put everything up there that you want to see. I've got a comedy special up now. You can take a look at it from there. And then it'll be on some streaming platforms later in 2026. But exclusively right now on my website. And then, check that out. And then find me on Instagram, Peter_Murphy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And if you look really closely in the intro of his special, you might see a certain somebody.
That's right, yeah.
Briefly.
We did a little sketch at the top, and you're a part of it.
I'm in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Doing a great job, by the way.
I committed to it.
You really did. You're a joy to be on set.
Thank you.
I'm just like, you're good to be on set with.
Thank you. Yeah. You are too. We know what we're doing, and we're having fun. So,
and that's what it's all about.
You know what? That's what we do.
Period.
And that's on period. You've been amazing. Mm. You guys have been amazing. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz. Katie Afraidy on all social media platforms. We also have a Patreon with extended cuts, which you want to go see.
Mm.
I even lowered the prices because we're in a recession.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Recession indicator.
Yeah, recession indicator. I was like, $10 is a lot for what I'm giving you.
Sure.
I'm like, let's make it $5 max.
That's
and
nice.
Then $3 and $1. So you could pay $1. Anything helps. Anything helps the poor here.
I have some more, please.
Please join the Patreon. But yeah, and I guess after every episode we do a little advice, on the film. From the film that we've taken from it. And I usually just think of it right on the spot, right here and there.
Sure.
And my advice would be don't drink something that somebody, hands you.
Gosh, that's so difficult for me because I decided in 2024 that anytime somebody offers me something, I'm going to take it. Anytime.
Walrus time!
Literally, I'm like, Like, hey, Peter, do you want to do this thing? Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. Like, do you want a beer? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of tough for me. I just say yes.
Okay, well. That's why you're going to be a walrus.
That's why I'm going to be a walrus. Yeah, yeah, I'll be a walrus. Yeah, be skeptical of old people.
Be skeptical of old people. Old people aren't always your friend.
And no.
Sometimes you should just be like, maybe I'll have this guy just die alone and be by himself.
Wow, that's deep.
He's got an obsession with the walrus. Yikes. Yikes. What the fuck is a walrus? Exactly. But on that note, guys, you guys have been amazing. You've been amazing. And we will see you next time. Stay afraid.
You've been amazing too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Stay afraid. Not a lot of people know that's your real last name.
Yeah, I hate you.
Yay.
I'd like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
In my remaining years alone, why I have such stories to share.
How far is Bifrost from here?
It's about 2 hours from here.
It's about 2 hours away.
I hate American guys. Moto Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.